3:11 on WTOP. A summer dip in a lake can turn devastating. Two kids are fighting a rare kind of meningitis caused by a brain-eating amoeba. One is in Florida, the other in Arkansas. And the thing is, this amoeba is now popping up in places where it's never been seen before.
Travis Heggie is an associate professor at Bowling Green State University who's been tracking these amoebas, and he joins us live now. Thanks for being here, Travis.
Hey, no problem. Glad to be with you guys.
So what exactly is this, and how does someone get infected?
Well, this is an amoeba that's actually, in a cyst form, is very common in soil, and in an amoeba form, it's very common in warm water. What we're usually seeing, in particular the cases that we see in Arkansas and around the country right now, is people swimming or jumping into warm water lakes or warm rivers, where it's warm water, say about 84 degrees. This amoeba, if it gets into your mouth, you're fine. If you drink it, you're fine. In your ear, it's fine. But if it gets up into your nose, into your nasal cavity, it gets in through your sinuses and into your brain and to your central nervous system, it essentially starts eating away at your brain. When it is in you, you die within, I'd say, at least 3 to 7 days.
Now, you mentioned that this happens in warm water lakes. In Florida, you might think, yeah, a lot of warm water lakes there. Arkansas, maybe some, but we've had cases now coming much further north.
Absolutely.
What's up with that?
Well, listen, I think Minnesota, the case we had in Minnesota last year, warm summer temperatures, that it can bring, the warmer the water, the more prominent it is. I also think, places like the CDC and whatnot will say, oh, it's very rare. We only have so many cases reported a year. But I think we're seeing that now that more and more people around the country are aware of this, is being properly diagnosed. So, last summer we had cases in Virginia, Minnesota, anywhere where there's warm water, hot springs even, if you got water that's around a power plant or some other type of industrial plant and is somewhat polluted, it can show up there just as easy.
All right, so what are the ways to protect yourself?
Stay out of the warm water. Mm-hmm. That's what I say, number one. I don't want to be a killjoy person and tell people to stay out of the lakes and whatnot. But, you should always know where you're swimming or what type of water you're going into. And if the water's warm, I honestly will tell you, stay out of it. Chances are, if you do go into the water, whether you're water skiing or kneeboarding in the case of the young boy in Florida, I tell people, put those nose bands on your nose. Just, you want to keep the water out of your nose.
Travis, thanks so much for joining us. We appreciate it.
No problem, guys.
Mm-hmm. Dr. Travis Heggie, associate professor at Bowling Green State University.